one sales trainer tell me never bring a brochure the first time you talk to him.
Well, I always like.
I don't know if I believe that.
No, I don't know. I think it's always good to have as much information with you as you can.
Right.
And to me, the worst thing in the world is this. You go into an account, and a guy needs MTW or MTD or whatever it is there. That, you know, and you got the whole thing, and you got all the literature and all the tests, but you don't have it with you. You know, and a guy's got a thing. Let me tell you this one thing, a mistake I made. Not I only made it once, but any time a customer has a problem, and you go into an account, and let's say you got your whole account all filled up for the day. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and you in an account. Go up and see Gary, and Gary says, man, am I glad to see you. And you're thinking, I only got a half hour here. I got to buzz up to here and over there, and you got all these different things going on. And that guy says, Gary says, hey, I got some stainless steel down on the floor right now, and I'm having trouble with it. Anytime that ever happens, you need to stop right there and say, okay, Mr. Huebner, I'll be happy to fix that. I'll do what I can. I wonder, would it be all right if I went into your office and made some call? I need to cancel some appointments I got set up for the day. That's fine. Okay. Then you cancel whatever you got for the rest of the day and go in there. Anytime you have a problem in a factory, right then and there, if you can fix it, it will almost always lead to an order. And if you preface it by the words, although I don't like that thing, if a guy says, hey, look, I'm having trouble out in the factory right now, and you say to him, well, look, well, you're going to order it if I fix it, you know, but somewhere along the line, you do want to get that basic agreement. But if you tell them, look, I'll cancel my other activities, and I think I can help you out there, and you know, so on. But an opportunity to fix something on the factory floor, it just doesn't occur that often. And if you say, well, how about if I come back in 2 weeks, I got to get this and that and the other, you know, the guy's thinking, you didn't help me. I needed help right then and there. And that's when you need to fix it. Regardless of how much difficulty it is for you, remember that. Somebody wants help, do it. Yeah.
I got a question for you. Can you ever have too much baggage with you?
I don't think so. Although people have said to me, John, if you showed up at my account with all that stuff, I'd be nuts. But when I was a sales manager in Canada, this is how I showed up with accounts.
Okay.
Like this.
I have something similar to that. I got a roll around cart.
Yeah.
I put a toolbox on, a literal toolbox. And then I put my bag on top of my toolbox and I strap it down.
You could get some feedback from people.
They like it. I mean,
yeah,
some people have told me they like it, and other people don't have any.
There's a danger, at least, I don't know if I believe this, and this is why I met was a sales manager. That's how I made calls. What a big thing, and it gave me great pleasure to be in an account, and the guy's got, oh, I got a problem with this, and I've got all the literature, three sets of it, sample tools and all I did in there, and my sales guy doesn't have it, but I do.
Yeah.
You know.
That's one thing, I can kill you real quick. Oh, let me go out to my trunk and get that.
Or, yeah.
You know.
And then, you know, here's what happens. Unless you've got all the stuff in your trunk in inventory right here, here's what's going to happen. I don't think I got that in my trunk. That's the Wheel of Doom, which we all have. Oh, I don't have that, so I'm not going to go out to my trunk and look around. But if you got this, you've opened this up. Oh, Mom, my records show I got 20 of those in my car. Maybe I can go and get it. I got the literature and so on and so forth. Let me run out to the car and get it. It gives you the incentive to go to the car. Whereas if, you know, the car is parked 3 miles away and you got to walk through 14 buildings to get to the car, and you think, shit, I probably don't have that anyhow, you know, then you say, ah, screw it, I'm not going to do it. I'll make a note of it and come back. But when they have a problem and you can fix it and you know you got it, that's professionalism. And I'm telling you, that's a turning point. You say, yeah. Oh, I just happen to have the literature. Yeah, oh, yeah, I got these in my car. Let me run out, and then you come back with all this stuff. Terrific.
That point would be
I've had people, you know, because I've had the material, say, let's go.
Let's go. Right then and there, yes. And I'll tell you, here's what happened to me one time. Went into an account, and the guy said, I'm having problems with this, and I had other appointments and stuff. And I said, well, I can't do it. I got these other appointments. So I went on my other appointments, got the other appointments. The guys wouldn't see me. And then my distributor calls me up and said, Mitchell, what did you do with that account? That guy doesn't ever want to see you again. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, did I screw up there? And another time I screwed up. Let me tell you this. Just remembered this. I got a call. Count wants me to come over. They want me to be there at 2 o'clock. So I'm thinking I ought to get over there early and set up. And they say, no, you can't come over early and set up because we got this going on. You got to come at 2 o'clock and do your thing. Well, it takes me time to set up, so I'm kind of angry. But okay. I'm over there at 2 o'clock. I get there. There is not one open parking space in the whole freaking lot. Nowhere. And I'm driving around, and it's like 5 or 2, and a guy says, be there at 2, you know, and I'm thinking, I told you I wanted to be there early, and all this kind of stuff. Anyhow, I'm driving around. Finally, I find a spot. It says sales manager. So I'm thinking, well, sales manager, hell, he's out in the field. He's not coming back at 2 o'clock. Boom, pull into the sales manager's. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was it. They never wanted to see me again. Never wanted to see me. You took the executive manager, executive vice president, all this kind of, oh, God almighty. Hey, look, there was no spots in 100 miles of this place. Don't ever take a spot up in the front. Always pull it in the back someplace, and certainly don't ever take a manager's spot. That's another thing that happened to me that I just want to bring up before I forgot it. Okay. Okay, continue on with starting a sale. Don't ever forget that I'm on page 38, and I'm near the top. Third bullet down. Don't forget about the company owner or the purchasing agent. What you do not want to have happen, just like we talked about earlier today, is to open an account and invest like 2 man-weeks of time, and the owner says, hey, we're not buying that stuff. That's out of the question. Or the purchasing agent says, what are you trying to do? We buy all our stuff from somebody else.